Hello.
Hey, Dylan, it's Matt here, Local Splash. How are you?
Good, how you doing?
Oh, man, it's so busy. How you been?
Very busy. Very, very busy.
Good. Have you been using that five-star tool that I like explained to you and showed you how to do?
I haven't yet. Okay. I've been on the same project for a while now.
Yeah.
The last 10 customers I've had all gave me five-star reviews, so.
Good.
Pretty much since I've signed up with you guys, every customer since then, and like a few jobs before that.
Okay, cool. So you don't have really any like past customers to get you those five-star reviews you're trying to say?
I guess I could reach out to them.
All you gotta do is input them into the system, right? And it does the rest. You know how to do that, right?
Yeah. You sent me the
where you go in the app and then you request review, right? And then all you do is put their name and phone number and it sends out a text. So, like, how many people do you think haven't given you five-star reviews that you've done jobs for, would you say?
Oh, man. what I have in my, like, invoice app, like, still have their contact information and stuff, probably.
Yeah, maybe, like, in the last year or so.
Probably, like, 40.
Okay. So my recommendation is to send 3 out a day. Because if you start trying to send out a lot, you're going to get 10 five-star reviews too fast, and then Google's going to flag your account.
Yeah. Because
you'd be surprised how many people will do that for you.
Yeah, and it already
has like a 40% return ratio on past, like,
it already has like a message written out, like a,
yeah, super clean. It's like, thank you for using top tier contractors. We appreciate your business. Our business is built on 5-star reviews. Please take a moment to click the link and leave us a 5-star review. Something like that, and it will send out a really nice text, like, and that, and it works.
Yeah, so I probably I would say over the last. So I've only been top tier since the end of 2023, beginning of 2024.
I would do like maybe all of 25. You know, you don't even have to go back to 24 even. You know, just do all last year, and then get that list together of name and phone number, make it real clean, and then when you have that list put together, cross off their name as you go through it, right, and then. Just send out like 3 a day. Because the whole goal is to like get like 1 and then let it breathe like a couple days, right? And then send out 3
I don't want a bunch of them like being done at the same time. Yeah, I don't want a bunch of them being done at the same time. Then it looks like you're paying.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Do 3 in one day, let it rest, right? And then like, you know, maybe wait a day or two once you get a review and then, you know. And then once you get through the whole list of 40, at least, okay, you got it all done. And then out of that 40, let's say 15 of those people that like gave you 5-star reviews. Now you're at 15 plus 11. Now you're at 26 5-star reviews.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, that really helps. And it's worth all the, you know, time to put into it. Because to send 3 a day is only going to take you like 5 minutes. Do it each day.
Yeah, I just have to have their contact info for it. As long as I have their information, their what, just their phone number or email?
Yeah, you just name it, name and phone number. That's all you really need.
All right.
I mean, if you have their email, great, but you know, name and phone number. That's all you're gonna need for it.
All right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'll do some today on my way back.
Yeah. Like, just do it, like, every day, just do a few. Because, like I said, your first goal is you need to get to 25 five-star reviews. That's, like, the magic number, right, for a business.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously you want to get to 100 one day, but 25 is definitely the magic number, you know, for your business.
Yeah, and I definitely have at least 20, like, recent customers within the past like 2 years that
even if you have to send a couple to friends and family members, do what you got to do though to to get that number from 11 to 25, you know?
Yeah.
But don't get too many too fast. So, like, get a couple every week is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Because right now,
yeah,
if you get, because I had one client get like 5 reviews in one day and literally Google flagged their account and locked it down. So you don't want to go, like, if you get a couple a week, that's fine, right? Even if you got 1 review a day, that's still like borderline. You know, you want to, like, what I'm saying is let it breathe a little bit. You know, even if you got 1 today and 1 tomorrow, let it breathe for a few days before you get another review.
Yeah.
Because Google will flag the account. You don't want that to happen.
No, I already know how much of a pain that is.
Yeah, trust. And I've seen it happen. People get too aggressive with it. So that's why I really hold their hand on this, you know. Also, I know we've talked several times about those paper leads. Have you thought more about that and kind of what you want to do on that?
Yeah. So I did the guy that I interviewed, he wanted too much. I couldn't swing it right now. And he also was looking for some type of insurance, and so I'm looking at insurance, like, to get insurance for my guys and, like, put everyone on, like, a payroll, because right now they're just, everyone's subs. They're like employees, but more paid like subs. So I think I'm going to hold off until after these next 2 big jobs.
Why ain't really busy right now the way everything is?
I'm booked out for the whole summer. Like 6 days a week booked out. And I just can't, I just don't have somebody that can take my position. You know, if I'm not on the job, if I'm not on the job.
Been trying to get like another coworker, like, or like somebody to work for you. Like, have you like ran an ad on like Facebook? Have you ran an ad like on Indeed? Like, what have you done?
I haven't ran an official ad. I posted something on Facebook, and then I have like friends and family share it and shit. But,
yeah. Yeah. Why don't you try running an legit official ad? Because that will help you, like I said, be more of a business owner too, right? Where you can keep scaling your business. Because obviously, I can bring you leads. You know, I can definitely, you know, keep things moving. You know, but the next phase is really, you know, adding that fuel to the fire, and that's going to be really those paper leads for you.
Yeah, because they're all pretty much people that know they want the work done. I'm not going on a bunch of random estimates. So
yeah, no, exactly. And what's cool is you don't pay for a lead unless they're, like, serious, unless they meet your qualifications, you know, and we teach you how to work those leads in your favor.
Yeah.
You know, but the thing about it is you got to prepay for 13 of those leads like we talked about once you get approved. So the first step is we got to first get you, like, approved for them, right? Because that's where Google does that background check. It does all that, you know, vetting process on you. And that's a 2-month project to get that done, like I've told you a couple of times, you know. So I wouldn't even be able to bring them right now to you. We got to first start with the vetting process. And then once you're vetted, then we'll sit down with you and we'll be like, okay, Dylan, it's now time to really, you know, get this leg moving. And how we do that, obviously you have to prepay for those 13 leads, right? But obviously, you know, you want to make sure that you're ready for that too, like you said. So my recommendation is, you know, try and run an official ad if you can get somebody.
Yeah, I'll try that. I haven't tried like Indeed or anything like that.
Okay.
But I mean, since the last time I talked to you, I think the last time I talked to you was probably over a month ago. I first had that one interview for a laborer, and then guy basically to take my position. And I mean, I feel like it would have been a good fit, but you just need a little more than I could afford.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's always the catch-22, right? You know, you want to grow, but yeah, at the same time, you can't give the farm away either, right? So, But, you know, yeah, like I said, when you're ready to take those paper leads, that's going to scale your business to the next level, right?
Yeah.
Where it's going to really, like, allow you to take as many leads as you want.
So, what am I, basically, I pay for the 13, and then what, the monthly thing goes from $299 to $499?
But I can't hear you, what?
You said, so I pay for the 13 up front, but then does the monthly billing go, it goes from $299 to $499 or $399?
No, so it's $299 a month, right, for your normal package. To get the paper lead set up, it's a one-time $250, right? Because that covers your paper leads, it covers the background checks without the cost, right? Obviously, we've been waiting, you know, till you were ready to, like, wanting to get that moving, right? But your normal $299 is just going to be your $299. That never changes. That's your flat rate, right? And then the paper leads are $89 a piece.
Okay. But you don't pay any more.
You got to prepay for 13 of those leads. So once you use, excuse me, they're $83 a piece. Or 83, I misspoke. Okay, so 89, 83, who's counting, right? But they're 83 a piece. So you have to prepay for 13 of those when the time comes. Obviously, that's $1,079, and then you start drawing from that account, right? One lead at a time. Once you use up the 13 leads, it auto-reloads at 13 leads at a time. So if it takes you, like, 2 months to go through the 13, it takes you 2 months. Make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. So those leads are going to give you that extra fuel on the fire, right? I've taken a lot of guys and really scaled them on those leads, right? I mean, yeah, the flat rate package is great, right? It's going to definitely get you a good return on investment month after month. But the paper lead is really going to take your business really to that next level. So if you really want to scale, that's what that package is going to do. That's like those leads are going to do for you.
Yeah. So
I mean, can you handle more work as we speak? Like, how are you doing right now? Can you handle more work?
I mean, if people are willing to wait a month, yeah.
Oh, so you're that booked up right now. You're a month out. Oh. Yeah, you definitely need to hire somebody. Yeah, I would definitely work on that because, I mean, you know, you being a month out, obviously people aren't, like you said, aren't willing to wait, and you want to keep capturing that business. So you're in a good position right now.
Not a month.
I would try running a more legit ad, see if you can find somebody.
Yeah, because the only thing that sucks is, like, if I was only doing decks, I think it would be a lot easier to find somebody. But because I do full residential, you know, service, like, I need someone that can do plumbing, that can do electric, that can do sheetrock.
Yeah, maybe try to find somebody that can, like, even if you find somebody that can just do decks or, you know what I mean, or certain types of, like, or does plumbing, just to free you up a little bit so you're not so
on every job.
Yeah, exactly. You just need to find some helpers, you know, figure a way to, like, you know, you still manage everything, you still handle the marketing, but find somebody that can free you up so you can take on more leads and we can get this going, because I'm telling you that once you get on these paper leads, you're going to be thanking me. Like, you're going to be like, Matt, where do I send the gift basket to, right? You know, it's like they're that good, you know?
Yeah. I do have one guy that I can sub stuff to, which isn't bad. I've only seen so much of his work. So I was thinking about that. It's just that the jobs that I already have lined up, I didn't plan for that. I didn't plan to sub them out. So the margins are kind of thin if I do. I'm only making like maybe 4% profit.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's still making a profit, but it's just, I would like to be somewhere around like 15.
Yeah, but you don't want to be giving off, like I said, I mean, that's something you could do. Like, maybe you figure out a way to, like, get, I would recommend trying to get a helper, you know, so you can try to keep most of the business. And if you have to subcontract some of it out, that's fine. But if you can help, you know, get yourself some help, you know, that will help you, you know, keep scaling your business so you're not a month out.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's right. I mean, I do have three guys that do work full time right now. It's just...
You need more. Yeah. How did you get these three? Like, do you know? Let me ask you this. Let's start with that. Where did you get these three?
One of them is my brother. The other one's my brother-in-law.
Okay.
And the other one, met him at this like event thing. He was looking for work.
Okay. Do any of these guys know anybody reliable that they could refer you?
The one does, but,
okay.
He knows a little bit about construction, but he's not, he doesn't have a truck, and I don't know exactly what he knows. I know he's decent, like, with his hands and stuff, but he's not.
Okay.
No.
He's not that reliable.
I couldn't send him to a job site and, like, have him build a deck or anything, you know.
Gotcha. Well, let's do this. I'm going to ask, I mean, where do most people find, like, I can ask my clients, but where do most people find, like, good labor? Like, have you, like...
My dad used to say the bar, but...
Really?
That's where he used to get all his help, but yeah. That's not
the same anymore. You know? Let me ask, where is the best place to find good labor working people to run
around? I did contact the Votech schools, but I did that under my old business. I reached out to Votech schools and I let them know that I was looking for, you know, full-time employees, kids that were coming out of the carpentry class or plumbing or electric.
Yeah, I mean, everything's pointing to an Indeed. I would definitely try to look up, like, running an ad on Indeed. It might cost you, like, $20, but that'll at least bring more quality people, you know, because they're going to see an ad that you put together, you know?
Yeah, I'm just going to have to because, like I said, if I don't,
I mean, you're too busy right now to be a month out, like, not to have more help.
We're not a month out. We're booked until August.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're really busy. I mean, that's a good, like I said, that's a good thing to be in, you know? But if you want to keep scaling, you know, and keep growing.
And I want to be able to charge more, you know? I feel like I get some of the jobs because I do them for a little bit cheaper than some of the...
You want to be able to charge more and, you know, and if they turn down the job, you don't care because, you know, you want to be able to stand firmer on your pricing.
Yeah. Like I just had a deck that, you know, I quoted at $42,000. And then he said he was only looking to spend about 30. So I was like, look, if you take down the railing, if you take the railings from aluminum to vinyl, and we get rid of all the riser lights and the picture framing, I could do it for 32.
Uh-huh.
But I'm not losing just on materials. I've also took like $4,000 off my labor price. So,
mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
I mean, it is a very unique deck. It's three different tiers, multiple different staircases.
Okay.
And I know it could do good for like advertising.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to have to do that. I don't, you know. Like
yeah,
kind of
I would definitely look into getting another laborer. And then let's keep in touch, okay? You know, I'll put it like a call back in the future for you. But, you know, in between now and then, like if you come to a conclusion, you're like, yeah, Matt, I want to get going on these paper leads, let me know. You know, because it's going to take 2 months. So obviously the sooner we can get that going for you, man – the
so I gotta do all the vetting before I have to pay for the tent, right?
What's that?
Do I have to do all the vetting and stuff before I pay for the tent?
Exactly. So it's only $250 to get the vetting process done. because that covers the cost of the background check and all the paperwork that's going to
be
needed.
All right, well, let's do this then.
You want to just get that going?
Back, I was going to say, do you want to call me back this Friday? And we'll do that this Friday. We'll set it up.
Yeah,
I mean, honestly, today.
Like, I can – I mean, it's just really simple. I mean, I just charge your card $250.
Can you do it? Can you charge it on the Friday? On Friday, though?
You want it done on Friday?
Yeah. I can't have it done today.
Okay. Yeah. So I'll just obviously, this call is being recorded. So I'll charge it on Friday for $250. And then we got to get a, like, onboarding call scheduled for that, because we're going to need some paperwork. Okay? So let me ask you. Let me pull up my calendar.
The felony is not going to matter, right? Because it's over 10 years?
Yes, it's over 10. Yeah. As long as it's over 10, you're good.
Yeah.
Traffic 7 is the technical. And then you have liability insurance and all that, right? For the business?
Yep. I don't have workers' comp. I got rid of it because, like I said, all my home.
I don't need workers' comp. Let me just take a look at one more thing. Okay, give me 1 second. I'm going to take a look, Dylan, because you're in Quakertown. Here, I'm just going to put your zip, 18951. I heard the weather's been getting really good out there lately, huh?
Yeah, it's 75 right now.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's telling me, like, it's beautiful.
Beautiful weather to be outside.
General contracting, because that's where you're at. Yeah. Okay, let me just take a look here, sir. And, okay, so it's still 83, thank God. You don't need a license in Pennsylvania for it. And then you have at least $100,000 in general liability. So, yeah, we're good. Let me do this. I'm pulling up the calendar right now. And then you can tell me what works. Would you want your call with my team done on Friday? Or would you want it like next week?
Probably next week. Only this week I'm wrapping up a big deck job.
Mm-hmm.
Next week I got a couple of things to do, so.
Okay. I gotcha. Do you want it like morning or afternoon?
Do I have to have my computer or no?
No, they're just going to go over some things. You know, but they're going to want, obviously, to start getting certain documents to us, and then you're going to be getting an email. They're just going to talk to you about some stuff. They're going to be sending out an email either from either one of these two companies, Evident ID or Pinkerton. That's for the background check, right?
Okay.
And so you're going to be getting that email in the next, I don't know, I'd say you'll get that email sometime next week, right? But they're just going to go over some things with you, you know, on it. But you don't need to be in front of a computer.
All right, yeah. If I don't be in front of a computer, I can take the call pretty much any time.
Okay. You want to do, like, 11 a.m. that day?
11 a.m. on Monday?
Yeah.
Or, yeah, Monday, Tuesday, either one.
Monday.
Yep, that works.
Okay. So be expecting to call 11 a.m.? Okay, and then I will go ahead, I'll process you on Friday, that $250, okay? And you still, let me just confirm, I still have, it doesn't show me the full card here, it only shows me the last four, but let me see.
The last four.
Yeah, the last four on this one is 8070, that's the card you want the $250 on?
Yep.
Okay. So we'll go ahead and bill you that $250 this Friday, and then we'll go ahead and start talking to you next Monday, right, Dylan, on it. And then that will get this process going, right, for the, you know, getting your account and everything. What's going on? Did you ever get that photo, by the way, like of you and your team? What happened with that?
I don't think we're talking about photo.
You never – you remember I showed you that Lewis Pass and how he has that photo? Did I ever show you that?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, let me show you. Hold on. You're going to love this. Wait, I thought I did. Man, time flies so fast. Hold on. Let me go ahead and send you this real quick. I want you to take a look. All right. So I think you're going to like this. Here we go. Boom. Okay. Here's a guy out in South Carolina, right? I want you to take a look at this, though. I just sent you this link. When you get a second, go ahead and click on it, and then I want you to go to the part where it says Lewis Pest Control.
I got the link.
I can do framing.
Lewis Pest. All right. Should I click on his Google thing?
You can, but I just want you to see that photo that's next to his name. You see the one where they're standing in front of their van?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. If you could get a photo with, like, you and your team, right, dress nice, like, nice polo short, nice slack, right, have a good background on that, what that's going to do is we can put that on your website, on your Google business profile, and then on your Facebook ads. And that will really help you stand out much more than just a name and a logo.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense.
What's that?
Yeah, it makes sense. I can get like that.
Yeah. I've literally taken this guy in a year from one van to 13 vans in a year. That's crazy, huh?
So what, just get the photo and I can upload it right on the portal?
Yeah. And you guys send it to us. Like when you get it, let us know, because we wanna make sure that you don't just like we want that photo all over the place. We want to brand that personalization of the company. That's okay. Like, that's the element I talk to my clients about, right? Is yes, you need the 5-star reviews, but you also need that photo to really help your business. I thought we talked about this. We never talked about this?
I don't recall.
Okay. Because I make it a point to really emphasize this, but you know what? I'm glad though we went back over it, because I really think that's going to help you, sir, like really, you know, stand out on Google, right? So they see you guys. You get what I'm talking about, though?
Yeah. Put a face to the name.
Put a face to the name. Okay. So I pulled up the calendar on Monday. I can't do Monday at 11 a.m., it looks like we got pretty booked up on Monday. So we do have, like, the soonest I can do is, like, a 5 o'clock, 5 p.m. your time. Or Tuesday, though, I can do a 10 a.m. your time on a Tuesday. But it's just that Monday next week is really, really booked up.
No, yeah, that's fine. Monday's kind of sucked for me, so.
You want to do 10 a.m. on Tuesday?
10 a.m. on Tuesday. Sounds good.
Okay. And put you in. Okay. So we can do okay, and then I'll put you down for that, okay?
All right.
And then, like I said, so I'll take care of that 250 on Friday for you. And then next Tuesday, we'll go ahead and talk more about getting you onboarded for and starting the it's called Google Verified, right? And getting you like set up for that, right? For the paper leads. Okay. So we're going to get you onboarded. We're going to get you pre-approved for those leads. And then my recommendation is two things. Getting an Indeed ad to help you find more labor. And then secondly, Dylan, try to get me that photo that like I just showed you, right? In the next like 30 to 45 days.
All right. Yeah. No problem.
Yeah. So you don't need to do it right away, but set yourself a reminder, you know? And definitely try to get yourself to 25 five-star reviews. Really work towards that, okay? Because it's just going to help the business more and more over time. These little things go like a million miles, you know?
Yeah. No, that's fine.
I know you're busy, but just try to make it a point, you know, to keep it moving. And I definitely look forward to really – keep scaling you more and more, and I'm excited to see your growth this year. Like things are going in a good direction for you. Let's keep that momentum going and really now start taking it to that next level, okay?
All right. I appreciate it, Matt. Thanks.
No worries. You have a great rest of your day. And then just like I said, on Friday you'll see that 250 transaction, and then next Tuesday at 10 a.m., I got you down, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
You take care, sir. All right. Bye-bye.